Let's start with Membe Zamabez and Avodah Zarah, the issue of the he who comes across the Kalim, right? Okay. So what's the background Rambam here? Who's reading today?
Background
Rambam. Yeah, just Alafa Aleph and Bez. Those are the two ones keep in mind. What's Alafa Aleph? No, you got to know those also. But what's the general issue here? Mitzvah Saseh He. You read Granik. Labed. Okay, so there's a mitzvah Saseh Midoraisa to do what?
To destroy
Avodah Zarah. Okay, because it says, Shenamar, Abed te Abedun, as called in the Kamos, right? And what else does it say? No, Titotsu. Ki im kotasu lahem, right? Mizbechosem Titotsu. Okay? Okay. So we see it's a clear mitzvah Saseh to do what? To destroy Avodah Zarah. Okay? And you see in Allah, I don't care about the Eretz Yisrael stuff, that's actually our next sugya. We get into Skiras and selling land of Eretz Yisrael. It's very difficult, by the way. I mean, so in Lacha Beis, what is the Avodah Zarah? Umisham Shea. So both the Avodah Zarah itself and what else?
And the utensils that are used for it.
We'll get to that, okay. But to Kerubah Shelah.
Kerubah Shelah, the things that you're a mocker.
Right, as an example. Like, okay. Okay, good. So we all understand the halacha. So if I come across an object of Avodah Zarah, okay, what's or that which is used for Avodah Zarah, right? The chiyuv is to destroy it. Okay, no tricks. Easy as could be. Okay. Just calm down, though. It'll all be okay. Think of the Mishnah. Now you know why I only gave you a few lines to do. Okay. Hamotzi Kalim. You don't give up. Okay, so what's the case? Hamotzi Kalim. Okay. So, all right, so what does Mitzayah here mean, by the way? Tsuras, what do we mean by Tsuras here? Mitzayah. No, but I'm saying, the way the Gemara is going to learn now, it doesn't really matter yet, okay? But I'm saying, to make it simple, it's engraved into it, okay? Okay, sculpted into it, okay? It's just easier to learn that way. It doesn't mean, you could also learn it's drawn onto it, but I'm saying in general, that terminology refers to, like this would not be an example of it, but we'll use this as our case, but it means like you actually engrave into the clip. We'll see. We'll get to that. You see now, literally, it's Mitzayer Tzura, okay? Okay, so you come across what? You come across a Kli, right? And the Kli has on it either the Tzura of the sun, the Tzura of the moon, and we don't know what a drakon is. We don't know what that is yet. We don't know. Rashi in the Mishnah. Right, why does Rashi say, what does he mean, Mazel Chama? Well, because you have to know what's the constellation of the sun?
Oh, because they have powers.
The thing is, the month thing is that everyone wants their stupid.
No, but that, right, horoscope. Right, but remember something. You got to remember, what are they actually, this is another thing we're going to, this is not taking this up yet, but something to think about. But what are they actually engraving?
Like a kind of deity kind of thing.
But are they actually engraving the sun? Because they don't know what this, there's. Remember, you know how people, when they draw the sun today, what do? They draw like a circle with like little specks coming out? Yeah. That's what the sun looks like.
What's the light rays?
What? The light rays.
Right? Opposite is what you imagine the sun to look like.
That's right. Which, by the way, that's going to become a big question. It's going to be a big question. You imagine that's what the sun looks like.
No, you see a glowing orb in the sky.
Yeah, what? I'm pretty sure the colors are almost exact.
It's like a yellowish, reddish orb in the sky. I mean, it's not.
And then it showed giving off light.
Is that what the sun is, though?
What do you mean? It is a
yellowish
orange
sphere. Right. Is that what the cup is? No, it's a picture of
okay.
It.
Okay. You joke now, you'll pay the price later on, as you should say. What do you manage knowing the whole sugya? Yeah, you'll see, my friend. You'll see, yes.
The thing is that, like, I would argue that anything short of a photograph.
The Mishnah is telling you that, well, before that, right, we know what? That they're usher and hana, for sure. Okay? So, therefore, what's the reaction to the fact they're usher and hana? So you have to destroy them, right? That's how you destroy. I mean, again, that's just euphemism for saying destroy. We don't know. It seems like it's a derisa.
We don't know. I don't know.
From the Rambam.
You can't.
I did. Okay, go on. Okay, so now this second half of the Mishnah, it's unbelievable. It's not until two lines. Shut up. It's not until two lines before the next Mishnah. It was like two blot later that it actually takes up this case. This whole bit, yeah. So, but what does he say? He says it depends. Now, there's a whole machlokus what he means. Okay, but take a simple shot. How do you guys understand Sha'al Mechubadin is mutter, is Asr, and Al Mavuzin is mutter? Okay. All right, okay. So, turns out it's not so simple.
Okay.
Right. You know, I'm like an expensive vase of the Esser, but I'm like a cheapo paper cup.
On a toilet. Right. On a toilet is no good. And inside of the bowl, you know, those little, like, they put, like, little...
Right, right. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Okay. All right, so let's ignore him for now. All right. So this Gemara is very interesting Gemara. For those who understand how to read Gemara, it's very interesting Gemara. So what does the Gemara say? Zev, the Memra.
The Memra. So you're telling me that the honey you
Okay, so clearly what we're deducing from the Mishnah is what? What are we deducing from the Mishnah at this point? Right, well, no, not just that. The only problems that would exist are these three. Okay, so let's, again, let's create... Just literally, all it's saying is that the Lahani Hu de Pahilhu, that's these three that the Mishnah is talking about, only, right? Uminachrin alo, and not other ones. So let's just make it simple.
These three things that are worship. Yes, everyone else
knows. No, no. De Pahilhu, right? Yeah, we say, yeah, that are worship. Crack, crack, crack. That's something to worship, right? So let's just think of two cases, okay? I come across a coffee cup that has on it, it's engraved the sun, and I have a coffee cup that has engraved on it, Gersley. Actually, that's a bad example. What do you call it? A chair. Okay? All right. We'll get to Gersley soon. All right?
That's exactly what you
thought. I assume you want to be a deity at some point, don't you? No, you sure? Unless you think you're a deity. Fascinating. I don't like when you're like this kind of quiet. It makes me very nervous.
I don't know. I like it a lot.
Jesus. Sargado. That's particularly important, right? No. Shilshul Katan. Okay. Okay. So what's halacha there? So you see, there's halacha by shechita. Now what? If a person does shechita l'shem what? Anything, right? Meaning that it doesn't matter what his intention is directed towards.
Why didn't it just say anything? Like, it seems like it's specifying.
Well, there's an idea in
each one. Well, yeah, there is.
Well, is there a Hamina in
this Gemara? No, not in this Gemara. Oh. This is brought down somewhere else. That's a different Gemara. I'll look it up later.
How's this a proof of his idea, though?
Of whose idea?
The question, how is this?
You see from the Brisa what? You see from the Brisa that it's not just three things that people normally worship. Yeah. It's more than that. Well, don't say that yet.
Many things.
Like you see that people, it's not an uncommon thing for someone to say, I am shechting l'shem blah, okay? L'shem asar Michael, Michael sar gadol. People do that, right? Meaning, sar Michael sar gadol is also a normative, what do you call it, thing of worship, okay? So it can't be limited to just these three things. There's got to be more, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I didn't write the Gemara. I'm just a shuliach. Right. So Amar Abaye. Okay, but this is a problem, though. Yeah. So what's the answer? So Amar Abaye.
Amar Abaye.
So if that's true, so Abaye says, okay, well, I'm going to take this to the furthest extent. I'm going to say, you know what? That what? Then maybe you'll say that, what do you call it? That everything is subject to worship. Meaning, if I come across this kli, what could I potentially say? Right, they could be. Because remember, in our case, I don't know what's going on. You see what the Ron said over there? I don't know. I don't know what the status. I don't know if they actually worship this or not. I come across this clay. I come across this this coffee cup. And on it is engraved this bean, right? So theoretically, it's possible that what? That what? Right, we mean the shame of the bean that they worship. Okay, right.
Bean, capital bean.
Right, capital, yeah, capital B. You said bean, though, right?
Yeah, capital
bean. Okay. Okay. So look at right. So Rashi says what? Rashi says. Oh, so Meitzar Mafluchei, which means what? So since it's possible that they worship anything, so now what are you going to say? You're going to say that therefore, because of Chashash, there's a Chashash that bean right, is representative of an actual, okay, and Rashi says on the spot, right? On the spot, right there. Amar Abaye. Umesveka lo gozer rabban aleihu. But even though it's a suffek, right, they didn't, they weren't gozer on it. Why? L'chal mutter. How could you ever go to Walmart? Right, you walk into Walmart, what's going to happen? I know you wouldn't have a problem with this, Mordechai, right? But what would happen? You go there, and they have these coffee cups that have on them this bean, right? You can buy anything, right? As an example, commerce would cease to exist between Jews and non-Jews. So the Gemara says, so what's the answer? Hani Tlasa. Hashibi. Which means what?
These three things are things that are, there's a chashash that they were made.
Because it's stam, means stam, sun,
yeah,
on here, right, tells you that, excuse me, stam sun in general is something that's normally worshipped, okay? And again, that doesn't, and to be clear, what does the Ron tell us? The Ron tells us, don't think it's just limited to these three. If I go to a society of, I go to Cambodia, and turns out they're very into worshipping coffee beans, right? So of course, if I find a coffee cup with a coffee bean on, it's a problem. It's just saying in the situation, I don't know, right? But we're going to say it's a chazaka. We're going to say, normally speaking, I don't care why, sun, moon, and drakon are subject to worship. People normally, in the idolatrous world, if you read Idolatry Today, the first chapter is always dedicated to famous people and their worship of sun, moon, or drakon. That's what you'll find in the recent edition of Idolatry Today, okay? Yes, stink. Yes. Don't worry about drakon. I know you give a chubra on it. We're not ready for that yet.
Snake? Jews have a lot of things with snakes on it, don't they?
Yes. Don't worry about it right now. We're not up to that yet. Okay?
Just gave me a general thing and I shouldn't worry.
Let me ask you a question. A simple question, okay? What's the logical consequence of Rashi's idea of saying, as a Havamina, that there's a suffix? I don't care about the wording. All right? What does it mean to say that every object has in it? What does it mean to say that every object is a chashash of a bazaar? What's that telling you? How would they look at the relationship how are they looking at the relationship of the image to the kli? What are they saying at that point? Yes, of the tsura, of the thing that's the bean and the kli itself. What are they saying?
A bean has a chashash of a bazaar, and the image is just an extension of the bean. It's a... Oh, no, never mind,
That's what he was saying before.
Right.
What?
Did you disagree with that? I thought you liked that story.
I did. I agree with what you're saying.
I don't know what you mean, the relationship of the bean and the clay is on it.
No. It is.
I don't know what that means either.
It is on the clay. But what is it doing to the clay?
Making it
up. Well, how would the Havamina discount? What, have you seen before the abstract point you mean? When you call it one of the abstract, like you said, the bean is like.
If you look at the bean, it's abstract, or the bean, and it's what they call abstract.
Right, okay, so what do you mean? Let's understand what you mean by the being the abstract. What would that do now? But what would that do now to the kli?
It imbues it with its quality.
Huh. So now that means that, essentially speaking, this kli is defined as what?
A
kli of Avodah Zarah, okay? Meaning that if you treated Avodah Zarah in a purely a halachic way, what you would say is that there's two identities an object can have, and all objects in the universe. Either they're objects that are or... not a Avodah Zarah, okay? Meaning the definition of Avodah Zarah is something that is intrinsically part of the object itself.
Is that not what happens?
No, that's not the maskana. If you're going to take into account the particular, you can never say that. That's what Abai is trying to say. Abai is trying to say that, what would you say? Rabbanu Shimon goes with that. When you look at the image in the perspective of Noi, what perspective are you, what's the move you're making now? When you say it's particular, I think I can say it even better than that, when it goes by the particular. Because if it's me, what?
It has to be the image itself. It's the image itself that has to be not have an essence at all of it.
Wait, what's Noi? When we say an object is we don't know that for sure. That's not true. You can say Noi and Avodah Zarah go hand in hand. We'll get to that. Okay?
It's pretty easy, Hal.
What?
He made an Avodah Zarah to beautify his...
What's the other way of looking at the relationship of that image to the kli? Therefore, it's what? Vis-a-vis the kli. We had this by Muksa. You weren't there. No, not Tafel.
Subsumed by the role of the kli.
No. It was, how can you create a situation where you're going to say these things, the bean, whatever, that's what do you call it? That's not a problem. But these things are a problem. Are you going to say what? Are you going to say that just that the Chama and whatever are redefining the Kli? That's the only way you can go. But that's a funny idea.
It's the way the person likes the particular.
The way the person likes the particular. Either you're going to tell, one second, either you're going to tell me that if there's a Chashash Avodah Zarah on the Kli, it redefines the very Kli itself, right? Or you're going to say that Chashash Avodah Zarah is simply a utility of the Kli. Meaning, and that's where Das can come into the picture. Meaning what? Meaning that I could take a Kli, and based on what my Das is, I could determine what utility this Kli is going to have. Is it a Kli who's going to be utilized and to reflect of what is Zara, or is utility the Kli for Noi? Those are various utilities. And the Chazal can come along and now say, these things we're going to say are not our utility for Avodah Zarah, is utility for Noi. But the Havin is saying that's not what the relationship of Avodah Zarah to Kli is. The Havin is saying that if there's a Chashash Avodah Zarah, it redefines the Kli itself. So the Havin was saying that every image, potentially speaking, could redefine the object. But Chazal can't make such a gzera, because then we can never, that's what I'm trying to say the practical aspect is. Because then we'd never be able to use Kalim. Why is that a good answer? But I'll tell you why. Because that's not how they're looking at Avodah Zarah. They're not looking at the relationship of the image to the Kli and the context of it redefining the Kli. They're saying it's simply a question of utility. And what's going to determine the utility of the Kli? The guy's Das, right? So now Chazal can say, Stam Das, by son, the utility of the Kli is now the shame of Avodah Zarah. But in other cases, they're going to say the shame is for Noi. They can make that distinction if you're telling me the Chashash of Avodah Zarah wouldn't redefine the very shame of the Kli. That's a question of the relationship between the image and the Kli itself. Uh-huh. What?